Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. The 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is coming up on Saturday. This Saturday, 10 to 2, the MTE folks are the proud primary sponsor and organizer of the event. They're going to have a kid zone, lots of local and organic products, live music, lots of fun for the whole family. Free fun. It's Saturday, 10 to 2 on the square. More information at rcearthday.com. We're also going to be talking about some events coming up North Rutherford County and the Sam Davis Home. We've got Roger Thomas joining us from the Sam Davis Home this morning. Roger, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Brian. How you doing, man?
Doing really well. Good to have you join us here today. And Sam Davis Home, kind of remind our folks, you know, we have, I've read something like 20 to 22 people a day moving into Rutherford County. And so maybe some folks are unfamiliar with the Sam Davis Home. So kind of catch us up on what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Sam Davis Home, like I said, well, Sam Davis himself, he was, you know, what they call a boyhood hero here from Smyrna. You know, he was captured during the Civil War and accused of being a spy. And, of course, he wasn't a spy, but he was accused of being a spy. And he was hung, and he was actually, you know, it was actually the troops, Northern troops or Union troops, that made him famous writing about his bravery, because he would not give up a fella that, which I'll tell you the whole story when we get here, he would not give up the fella who was actually captured also. And he was 21 years old, and that's why this is here and not apartments. You know, it's just a really great story. I know that was it in a nutshell, but it's really a great story. And you know, we have all kind of events out here, you know, educational events and things like that. But I hope that was enough telling you about Sam. I know
yeah.
So, talk about it for 100 years, you know.
So, right. So tell me about His buddy who was also captured, did he live?
Yeah, but he actually, that was Captain Shaw, which is a fictitious name. It was E. Coleman was his real name. And he was, Sam was like a, what they call a Coleman scout. And, you know, and when he was captured, they had E. Coleman too, wasn't captured at the same time. And Sam wouldn't give him up. And he died in 1867, a steamboat blew up and killed him. So I don't know if that was a hit job or if that was just an accident, but anyway, he actually was over at the Coleman Scouts.
Oh, okay. I bet is that, you know, I kind of grew up in the Walter Hill, Leanna area, and we talk about right. Coleman's Bluff a lot over there. Is that where that nickname came from? I would assume.
It could. I'm not sure on it, Brian.
Well, that's
I'm
up close sure. to Smyrna, so, you know, anyway.
It could be.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So, Sam Davis Home has obviously been around for a long time, and you have folks who are interested in preserving history that help continue to keep the Sam Davis Home running too, right?
Right, right. And, you know, we have tours here, you know, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4. And like I said, it includes a movie, museum, and a tour through the, you know, historic home and several of the outbuildings. And we have all the kind of other little events too, you know, anything we can do to help, you know, pay the bills, you know. But we also have one coming up here, an event, if you don't mind me speaking
sure.
about a couple of them. This one is what we call Behind the Ropes Tours. And it's after dark, you know, it's after hours, and you go through some of the places that you normally wouldn't go on a normal tour, and we have some of the artifacts out from the day that you normally don't see. And it's led by our curator, John Lamb. And we've got a few openings for the April the 20th, and that would be something as far as price. I think it's $30, 10 more what a normal price is for, you know, tours, but and it's limited, and it's all adults, so it's got to be something a little bit spooky going on. It's all adults.
Well, I know that we always hear about those spooky tours during Halloween and stuff that you do at night, too. So I guess maybe a little bit of that.
Yeah, I think it's just the norm. It doesn't even have to be, but it is, you know, because it's dark. It's just, you know, almost a 200-year-old house, you know. Well, actually, the part of it's actually 214 years old, the front part of it. And, you know, it's you know, you may have heard me on your show last year, year before, talk about some of the stuff I've heard since I've been in there.
Yeah, I remember some of those stories. That's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, Mike Sparks, he always gets a kick out of it, you know, hearing my name called out in there and all that stuff. I said, man, I swear I did a couple of times. But we also got Days on the Farm coming up, Brian, and that's May the 3rd. It's from 9 to 1, and that's like one of our biggest things. It's field trips. It's like, I mean, we'll have demonstrators, we'll have farm animals, we'll have reenactors, and I think we had 3,000 kids last year. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, it's great, and it's pretty inexpensive, too. We get a lot of homeschool, public schools, all over the place, all over different counties. And I think it's like $8 a student, chaperones, $10, which is an extra adult. Now, if you're a homeschool teacher or a teacher, I mean, it's free. So it's pretty good. I mean, we really get a lot of good praise on that. It's really run well. And I think we've been doing it almost since, I don't know how long that's been going on, but we've been giving tours since 1930. So, you know, something, and that's all this has ever been, you know. So we got it down pretty pat, our information that we give out.
I remember going when I was a kid in grade school as well. We were studying Tennessee history, and I had that fun field trip and got to see all kinds of neat things out there, from, you know, the way people made their own clothes and food and, you know, all that kind of thing. So
yeah, we have blacksmiths. We'll have blacksmiths, butter churning. I mean, it's just like I did it in the old days. And It's actually pretty cool. I mean, I enjoy it every year, seeing the kids, it looks on their face, you know, like, what's this? And you'll be amazed how many kids have never seen, like, farm animals, you know, in person, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess that's one of the things that's changed here in our community. We go from really a rural area to one that's highly urbanized. And so I guess more and more you see more kids who haven't seen that kind of a thing. So what time of the year do you do those school tours?
This one, actually, any school can call in, like, for a field trip. You know, just, we have a lot of just field trips. But this Days on the Farm, that's the one where it's our big one. It's actually May the 3rd this year. And like I said, homeschool, a lot of homeschool kids come, schools come. And we also have another one in September. It's called Heritage Days, which is similar to the Days on the Farm, and it's actually September the 6th. It's kind of one at the end of the school year and one at the start of the school year, how that kind of works, the big events like that.
Gotcha. And so I'm sure that y'all will be very busy during that time, and it's neat that, you know, we have more and more people who are choosing to homeschool, and that's great if that is what they wish to do, but they need some opportunities, and Sam Davis Home offers a good one, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I know one day we had a homeschool event, and it was 500 homeschool kids. It's a lot of them around. I mean, and they all get together some kind of deal to do these things. But it's really, you know, like I said, I've been here 7 years, a couple of days a week, and it's like, to me, not working. You know, I'm just it's like it's not a job. I'm here, and I enjoy being around the kids and all, and got my own grandkids, great grandkids, and it's just kind of neat seeing the looks on their face, you know, and seeing them having a good time.
Sure thing. Well, anything else you want to mention or bring up here, Roger, before we wrap up today?
Well, yeah, like I said, it just, you know, we do tours, you know, Monday through Saturday, and, you know, just anybody's welcome to it. We got different rates, you know, students $12, six and under is free, 15 for seniors, and, veterans, and $20 the norm, and it takes about an hour and 20 minutes, and I think you really get your money's worth. Anybody wants to come out and check us out.
All right. Well, appreciate it very much.
And, Brian, you take care, man, and take care of Leanna. I was through there the other day, and I didn't even know where I was at. It was actually Leanna. That place has changed a whole lot, man.
Oh, boy, hadn't it?
I thought I'd throw that in there. I know. I thought Dollar General there, though.
I know. We're uptown now.
All right, man.
All right, Roger.
Thank you so much for having me, okay?
You bet.
Take care.
All right.
All right.
That's Roger Thomas joining us from the Sam Davis Home, and we'll be back to wrap up Rutherford Issues here in just a moment.